Okay. Now, tell me about, you mentioned your job, some of your working companions, your business contacts, close friends.
Well, I have a few citations around here from some of the big boys, you know. President Wilson for my activities in World War I. And I was on Lieutenant Governor's staff of Georgia at one time as a colonel. I belong to the Ku Klux Klan. I met Mr. Akaya when I was a member of the Klan. Good fella. I did not meet Mr. Ayak. He was, you know, that's all I can tell you about it.
What about J.B. Stoner?
Well, Mr. Stoner is not a member of the Klan. He's too radical.
Okay. Do you belong to any clubs here?
A club here? Mm-hmm. Yes. Civitan Club. The American Legion. My wife belongs to the auxiliary. I belong to the DOA, and I belong to the World War I Veterans Organization. Mm-hmm. And let me see now. I believe that's all I can remember right now.
Okay. Do you travel much out of Fayette County?
Oh, yes. Out of Fayette County. No, ma'am. Not much, because I can't drive outside of Fayette County. I'm getting too old to walk.
Shoot. Okay, well, tell me about your travel inside the county.
Inside the county. Well, I traveled all over this county last year, asking people to vote for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I went from Brooks and up from Brooks up about 74 to Peachtree City, and from Peachtree City on up to Tyrone, from Tyrone across to Coleman Store, and McClenny Store, and then across to Kenwood, and back to Fedman, down to Woods and to Lowry. I traveled extensively. Of course, I've been up north a few times. I've been to Atlanta 4 or 5 times.
Okay. Okay, now where were your parents born?
Well, my mother was born right in this room, right over in that corner, and so was I. She was born, I believe, in 1858. I believe that's right. And as I told you, I was born in 1892. My father, I believe, I told you. Now, my mother, who was a porter, and her father is the one who built his house. You see that door?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't have a nail in it. That's handmade. All these planks are hand-planed. No machinery. That door has gone through all these generations and it's still just as solid and sound as it can be. And these new doors you get now, if you buy them one generation, and they absolutely dissipated.
When was this house built?
1853. 18. Yes, ma'am. With slave labor, they had all the cabins out front out there, and of course they had the house people and I remember that the last slave that my people owned was named Andrew Porter. I'm talking about the Porter generation now,
yes.
The ones who lived here. His mother was chopping cotton right out just north of this house, and she felt the pains, and so she went to the cabin, and the boy was born, and my grandfather gave him